We're coming now on Monday morning here at the Puyallup Camp, being 1982, to the 9:30 study period, number 17 in our series so far. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 10, first of all. Revelation chapter 10. We've looked briefly at the seven trumpets in Revelation 8, 9, and 11. We'll now pick up the thread from there and move on to Revelation 10. Hopefully today we'll complete the first half of the book of Revelation, which brings us down to the end of chapter 11, and then we start with chapter 12, the second half of this very wonderful prophecy. Now chapter 10 concerns again the behind-the-scenes view of heavenly things as this mighty angel comes down from heaven. Let's begin to read with verse 1, where it says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Let's pause there for a few moments before we go any further. We do know, of course, what this chapter contains. It contains the giving of the book into the hands of John, who was then instructed to eat the little book, which was sweet in his mouth as honey, but down in his stomach it became as bitter as gall. And we understand already that this represents the great second disappointment which took place in 1844. But let's go back first of all and identify the angel. And in the Bible Commentary, volume 7, page 971, we read these words as a direct comment on Revelation chapter 10. "The mighty angel who instructed John was no less a personage than Jesus Christ, setting his right foot on the sea and his left upon the dry land, shows the part which he is acting in the closing scenes of the great controversy with Satan. This position denotes his supreme power and authority over the whole earth. The controversy has waxed stronger and more determined from age to age, and will continue to do so to the concluding scenes when the masterly working of the powers of darkness to their height. Satan, united with evil men, will deceive the whole world, and the churches who have not the love, but the mighty angel demands attention." The years in particular, there has been an extremely concentrated attack upon the spirit of prophecy. Now mark this point with care. The devil doesn't waste his time on things he's not afraid of. For the very fact that Satan is from God really are, we have to take the caution to be the spirit of prophecy, so that as much as it becomes